Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, now onto this. More than 80% of people diagnosed with some form of autism are younger than 21. But what happens when they reach adulthood and start to look for work? One new job training program in Michigan is trying to give young people with autism the skills they need to land a job in the movie business or anywhere. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports from the set.
The costume designer has a small breakdown after lunch. She's filling in as an extra, which means she has to go on camera as a tuxedoed waiter serving red wine. And they're in the middle of shooting one of the movie's biggest scenes when 18-year-old Alaire Bergman spills a tray of drinks all over the floor. In tears, she runs off set into the bathroom, and her mom and I follow her in.
Alaire, are you okay?
Alaire pulls it together. She takes a deep breath. She heads back out onto the set, and the director is patiently waiting.
Okay, Alaire, I need one more time.
You can do it.
I got an easier move for you. You're just going to step right in.
This is life on an autistic film set. The writers, the editors, the actors, everybody here has autism, except for the director and a few of the assistants. And this whole program is based on a similar effort that was developed in the L.A. area. But this one is running through Oakland University in Rochester, Michigan. And it draws in these young adults with autism who love movies. I mean, like, love them in a way that it may be hard for neurotypical people to fully understand. Like, for example, 20-year-old Evan Anderson.
Woohoo!
That is one of Evan's many Three Stooges impressions. He does them all the time. And he's kind of a shy, a little bit awkward guy when you first meet him. But you quickly pick up that through these impressions, he can be excited, he can be nervous, he can even just be a goofy guy.
Some of my other favorites would be Yes Man. Yes!
Was that a Jim Carrey impression?
Yes, Jim Carrey. I love that guy.
But not every adult with autism is ready for this kind of a commitment. It's 15 weeks long, it's 9 to 5, and Alaire Bergman, the costume designer, says she had to take a break. She had to start coming to the film set as a volunteer only because doing this full-time was just too stressful. And to her credit, you would think that a film set would be the worst possible place for somebody with autism. There are the constant social interactions, last-minute changes, unpredictable demands.
I just zone out for a minute and for a half a second gather myself back up.
This is Jeff Unger. He's 19 years old, and he is just a natural with the camera equipment. But what he's really had to work on is keeping his temper under control on set. He says that has been worth it because more than anything, he wants to work on a film crew.
I think that I will actually overcome that part and show them the autism won't affect me at all.
Is it fair to think that these kids are going to come out of this camp with the life skill, with the technical skills to walk into the movie business? I'd say no.
This is John Martin. He's the director, and he says he got involved with this kind of project because his daughter has autism. And he says what that's taught him is how to focus on the skills that would help anybody get any kind of job.
I focus on the skills that will teach them occupation, which is the professionalism of starting with showing up on time, ready for work, understanding when you get a directive to stay focused on your job and do it. These kids, because of their social shortcomings, have to be taught those skills. And high school and normal educational environments don't teach it.
There are summer film camps for children with autism. They're already underway in California, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and, of course, here in Michigan. And in Michigan, we have about 16,000 kids getting special ed services for their autism. But when they become adults, a state report says, there are not nearly enough services to help those kids get jobs. For Here and Now, I'm Kate Wells.
And you're listening to Here and Now.